Premier Collection Skincare, Product System, Teleconferencing Call 6. In this call, I'm going to discuss with you the problem of eye area puffiness. Hello everyone, this is Colleen Moon, and again, the creator of the Premier Skincare Products. Thank you so much for listening to our series of product information calls. And I encourage you to, once you've listened, write your questions down and go to the Premier Dermatech that sent you to this call. All right, let's talk about eye area puffiness because it is a very, very common problem for men and for women. We've talked about the need to look at a product system rather than just a single product to improve the condition of aging and of sensitivity in our previous call. With eye area issues, there's usually four different causes. One is heredity. For men, they have an unusually large tear duct. And so as the eye cleanses itself for all of us, men and women, this solution, every time our eye gets irritated, this solution builds up in the large, for the men, tear duct. And for ladies, yes, it builds up there as well. Just takes a little bit longer to show. If we look at our grandparents, it probably will show in them as they were aging. We probably noticed, or as we think about it now, remember that their area around their eye was puffy. And so if it was, we can kind of predict that we will move toward that as we age. Second is just the buildup of fluid is first. Second is inflammation. That buildup of fluid creates an edema. Third is using the wrong, and this is important, product to cleanse around your eye area, or to use the wrong product to cleanse and remove eye makeup from the eye area. Because eye makeup removers, facial cleansing products that contain oils, fragrance, artificial color, can irritate the eye. And anytime anything irritates our eye starts to wash itself with this fluid, creating the puffiness. So let me say this on our third cause. Do not use your face moisturizers, your facial cleansers, your facial masks, anything that says face on it or is for the face should not be used around the eye, regardless of what the magazine ads tell you. The area around your eye is virtually poreless. Therefore, it's like glass. It's not like a piece of wood that absorbs or a sponge that would absorb what you put on it. It is that skin around your eye from your eyebrow to your cheekbone is virtually poreless. It is also without hair follicles. So when you put a product there designed to go into your skin, into the pores, slide down the hair follicle, things made for the face cleansers, face moisturizers, night cream, when you get them too close to your eye, they run into the eye. They migrate into the eye. Irritate the eye. The eye starts to flush to try to cleanse the eyeball, and you encourage puffiness. So you could have heredity that's doing it, and you're using the wrong things around your eye to cleanse your eye and to lubricate or moisturize the eye area. So here's your general rule. When cleaning the eye area, Premier Eye Area Cleanser. Whether you wear eye makeup or not, clean around your eye with Premier's Eye Area Cleanser. No color, no fragrance, no oil. made specifically to be an occlusive, not penetrating, the tender, delicate tissue around the eye. Number two, if you have puffiness on a continuing basis, the Premier Eye Area Mask, it's a 5-minute mask, apply it all the way around the eye, it's a white cream, apply it all the way around the eye, leave it on 5 minutes, and rinse it off. Easy peasy. To help reduce puffiness, we have ginseng in it, we have green tea extract, no oils. Third, apply delicate eye gel along the cheekbone in the daytime. AM application, not an eye cream. AM application, a gel containing caffeine. Caffeine reduces swelling. It absorbs instantly, so it won't interfere with your eye makeup, with mascara. It won't separate the blush or the face makeup that you will use, your foundation. So one pump, it comes in a bottle with a pump, one pump of delicate eye gel along each cheekbone. That's it. At night, cleanse your eye area with eye area cleanser, whether you have eye makeup on or not. No reason to rinse around the eye. And apply before you go to bed very special eye cream. This time, take your very special eye cream, very, very small amount, very concentrated product. Take your very special eye cream, 2 small dots along your cheekbone, blend it to your nose, and then 1 very small dot just under your eyebrow on the bone, blend it out to your temple. Because that skin around your eye does not have pores, all that product will migrate over down to the lid and up to the lower lash line. If you apply it in the soft tissue, either on the lid or up under your lashes, if you place the products there, they're going to migrate into your eye. So again, when applying delicate eye gel in the daytime, stay on the lower portion of your cheekbone, work from your temple to your nose. Very small dots, 1 or 2 for each eye. Do not apply anything above the eye. At night, very special eye cream to reduce puffiness, reduce inflammation, decongest any edema, a small amount of very special eye cream along your cheekbone, and up under the eyebrow on the eye bone. Yes, it will migrate to the lid instantly. Yes, that you put on the cheekbone will migrate up to your lower lashes. But if you place it too close to the eye, if you put the cream or the gel too close to the eye, and this is true for any cosmetic company's eye product, it will migrate in your eye. So that's your eye care system for dark circles and eye area puffiness. It's the eye area cleanser, eye area mask, delicate eye gel for day, very special eye cream for night. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to the next product information call, which is going to be on enlarged pores. Thank you, everyone. And don't forget, return to your professional dermatech that gave you the information that brought you to this call.